Out and about in Western agriculture. Bee researchers believe they've found a correlation that can predict winter bee losses, and this year has a positive outlook. Maryland University Assistant Professor Dennis Van Engelsdorp says they do a broad survey of bee colonies across the country to monitor for mite levels and have found a connection between fall mite numbers and winter bee losses.
In the past, we've seen really high levels in September, October, and November, and that seems to be pretty closely tied to predicting what the mortality levels will be the next winter. It's not absolutely tied and it's correlative, but it is suggestive. This year, we saw really high levels in August, and so we saw some people having real big problems in September, probably because their mites got a little bit high in August. However, the levels in October and November were lower than we've seen in a while, and so we hope that means that there won't be as much winter mortality as there has been in the past.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.